WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last night, we lost a great actress. Colleen Dewhurst died at the age of 65. There are many performances we'll remember her for, her acclaimed interpretations of Eugene O'Neill, her portrayal of Woody Allen's vision of the ultimate Gentile mother in Annie Hall. More recently, she played Murphy Brown's mother on TV. Today, we remember Colleen Dewhurst with a 1987 interview from the Fresh Air Archives. Dewhurst was a tall, broad-boned woman, and she told me that influenced the kind of role she got.
When I was in my 20s, I think everywhere I went, they'd speak of how tall I was. In fact, I really got started. I mean, I was always playing the woman who was leading the army in Shakespeare or ate her children in a pie or broke up the family or something. And then I've noticed that maybe in the last 10 years, suddenly there are very tall women out there that 5'8" is not considered terribly tall or terribly big. But for a while there, I would not, when I began to break through, I would not be hired because the leading man was not tall.
We know what I'm thinking, too. You have very strong facial features, and it looks, you look like a strong woman. You look physically strong and emotionally strong, and it would be hard for you to play the kind of frail, vulnerable leading lady, you know, and there have been periods where leading ladies have been that way.
Well, I think probably it was that I was never I could never, in other words, entering New York, I think, when I was 20. And everybody in that age span that was coming in, that was, were ingenues. And I remember saying to Joe Papp one time, he hadn't seen me, and it was when he was first starting, and he just called me on the phone and said that his wife had seen me in a class and thought I would, that he was going to do Romeo and Juliet. He had taken a small church down on 6th Avenue and 6th Street. And I went, "You've never seen me, have you?" And I said, "Well, I couldn't do Juliet when I was 12. I knew by that. I knew nothing about my voice or anything. Only when I hit into New York did people begin to pick out characteristics about you in a class, they would mention something, right?
Well, I think your voice is one of the most striking things about your performances. You have such a wonderful voice, and its huskiness has so much a kind of character in it and a certain even mystery to it. Have you worked to develop your voice at all?
No, I would always, every once in a while, I'll see someone commenting on the voice, and I'll hear something about whiskey. They'll have a whiskey will come in there, whiskey something tone voice, or cigarette. And finally, one time I said to somebody, you know, I said, I have to tell you that when I was in sixth grade, because I can remember it vividly, I said, each class, I said, had to do a country, and our country was Russia. And I was very excited because all our little group was doing with the boys and the girls together was singing a Russian song, which went, "Eugnem, Eugnem." And the day came, and my mom and dad were coming that night and everything, and I had my little Russian dress. And so in came the music teacher. And she said, and the girls sang first, and then she said, she did the girls, and then she went, "There's something wrong on the girls' side." And she said, "Girls, will you go again?" And so all the girls were going, "Eugnem." And in the middle was me going, "Eugnem." And she went, "What is your name?" And I said, "My name's Colleen." And she said, "Colleen, tonight, just mouth it."
So you had a deep voice, even
yes,
then.
I obviously, but I never was conscious of... my sons used to laugh because when I would call home, collect... And one of them would pick up the phone and they'd say, "We have a collect call for anyone from a Mr. Dewhurst." And there'd be a pause and I'd go, "Yes, I'll accept it. Hi, Mom." There is no Mr. Dewhurst.
You know, I should mention, people said, oh, it's a whiskey voice. No, it's a cigarette voice. You do smoke cigarettes.
Yes.
Have you tried to stop or anything because of your career on stage or life in general?
No, I think I've three or four times I've tried to stop for reasons which probably more involve my sons.
Uh-huh.
You know, that they get tense, and I can understand that, yes, it would be your fault if you were to go before time, so to speak.
You made a little joke before about taking roles that you're offered. Do you take what you're offered, or do you turn down roles that you don't?
In the theater, I turn down.
Uh-huh.
But quite honestly, in film and television, there was a period there where, I'll have a couple of periods, where I took roles that paid very well.
Mm-hmm.
But that I wasn't, I think, I always say the dangerous thing is to take something and then try to make believe. I mean, when you get on that plane for California, you cannot sit there and say to someone, I've had it said to me, well, of course, you know, this isn't really, the script isn't terribly good, but, I feel there is something in the part that I want to go, oh, come on. We're flying out there for the money. They're hoping they're paying you for fast. They figure you'll study, that you'll go to bed at night, and that you'll be there on time, and that you're not going to make a fuss or worry about your hair or anything, that you'll be on the set. You'll know your lines, and you may try to make it look like more than a cardboard cutout of a woman. But there's been a couple of years now that I've played for TV that I've really, really loved the experience.
Actress Colleen Dewhurst from a 1987 interview. Dewhurst died last night at the age of 65. This is Fresh Air.